Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Dr. Wallace, your host and moderator. Today we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and South Haven. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. Let's meet the teams. First from Michigan Lutheran, Jordan is our captain, but we'll start in the end. Name, what grade, and what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
I'm Maddie. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite part about Thanksgiving, I guess, is just being with my family.
That's a good one.
I'm Emily. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm not going to say anything nearly as nice. My favorite part is pumpkin pie.
That's also a good answer.
My name is Jordan. I am in 11th grade, and my favorite part of Thanksgiving is either watching the football or playing in a turkey bowl.
Oh.
My name is Ross Claire, and I'm a senior. My favorite part is probably as well just being with family.
And from South Haven, captained by Jose tonight, we'll start with Maddox, though.
Hi, I'm Maddox Sukley. I'm in 11th grade, and my favorite part about Thanksgiving is probably the food.
Yeah. I'm Jose. I'm a junior, and my favorite part about Thanksgiving is probably the food, too.
Hi, my name is Kendra. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite part about Thanksgiving is probably seeing my sister's dogs.
Yeah. I'm Miles. I'm in 10th grade, and my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is probably pecan pie.
Oh, pecan pie.
Pecan and a pumpkin. Those are pretty good ones.
I think I would have said the Fukoma while I take a nap as the Lions lose, as normal tradition.
Well, they've got the Bears, so.
They have a chance.
Yes, they have a chance.
That means it could be 0-0 in the 15th quarter.
During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There is no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. At halftime, I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, all yours.
Oh, we're ready. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. For 5 points, what did a New York City newspaper editor nickname Chicago after he tired of hearing the boastful people of Chicago brag so much about their 1893 Columbian Exposition World's Fair?
Maddox, South Haven.
Is it the Windy City?
That is correct for 5 points. And it's not because of the wind, it was because of the boastful people. For 5 points, during his 5 years aboard the Beagle, what was Charles Darwin's occupation?
Jordan's.
Cabin boy?
Incorrect.
South Haven, a guess or an answer?
He was a naturalist. For 10 points, what must first happen to a bone if it is to become a fossil?
Jordan, Michigan Lutheran.
Must be buried.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, what four-word expression refers to the document in which a person directs how his estate will be distributed after his death?
Maddox, South Haven.
A will.
Incorrect. We need more complete answer.
Emily.
Last will and testament.
That is correct. Remember, four-word expression. For 5 points, what was dedicated with this speech? We are met here on a great battlefield of war. We have come to dedicate a portion of it as its final resting place.
Jordan.
The Gettysburg Cemetery.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 5 points, Bluebeard the pirate was famous for his poor treatment of his many wives. Some confuse him with another much married pirate, but this one treated his spouses with courtesy. Who was he?
Jordan.
Blackbeard.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, if you receive a letter on which are the small letters CC on the bottom of the page, what does that signify?
Jordan.
Closed circuit.
Incorrect.
South Haven.
Carbon copy.
But it's in your email.
It's in your email.
Address, PC, and CC.
For 10 points, any process that removes salt from water is called what?
Jordan.
Purification.
Incorrect.
Jose.
Desalinization.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, in Washington, D.C., the roads that run north, south, and east, west are called streets and are named with number or letters. The roads that lie at angles to the streets are called avenues. What names are used for the avenues?
Jordan.
The names of states.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, John McDonald became the first to hold what political post in 1867?
Anyone? Done.
The Prime Minister of Canada. For 10 points, the name for this fluffy baked fish made from eggs comes from the French for to blow. Name it.
Jordan.
Poisson.
Incorrect.
South Haven.
A souffle. For 5 points, which delivery company announced it would no longer provide transport for products ordered via Amazon?
Jose.
FedEx.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, multiple reports indicate that a relative of which world leader had acted as a CIA operative before being killed in 2017? We want the world leader.
Maddox.
Kim Jong-un.
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, President Donald Trump warned on June 14th that which country made a very big mistake?
Jose.
Iran.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Jeopardy James Holzhauer donated $1,000 to research for what kind of cancer to honor Alec Trebek?
Jose.
Pancreatic cancer.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, this rover found a massive spike in methane that could point to life on Mars. Give me a synonym for inquisitiveness, and you will have named this vehicle.
Emily.
Curiosity.
That is correct for 10 points.
Sorry about that, Miles.
For 10 points, Madonna, in June, landed her 9th number one album on the Billboard 200 chart. Name it.
A lot of Madonna fans here.
Oh my God, Madam X. For 15 points, Japan has released new incentives to encourage women to do what?
Jordan.
Have children.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points, dubbed the poor little rich girl, she was a baby when her father, the heir to a railroad fortune, died at age 95. She was the mother of which cable TV newsman? Oh, Anderson Cooper. Gloria
Vanderbilt. You were looking.
For 20 points, which former world leader collapsed and died while on trial for inciting violence and murder?
Anyone? Jordan.
Kim Jong-il.
Incorrect.
South Haven, a chance to respond? Nope.
Mohamed Morsi of Egypt. For 20 points, a Dutch-led investigative team tied the 2014 shooting down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 to which country?
Was that Jose?
Jose.
Russia.
That is correct.
That's our last question for this round. The end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with a score in the 62nd round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is 65-55. The Rams are leading. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10-point questions or the 10 questions as you can. Each is worth 10 points. There will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Titans, you are trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice from these three categories: miscellaneous, AD, and science. Your choice?
We'll go with miscellaneous, sir.
When you're ready, Bill.
Okay. The ticking rhythm of Haydn's Symphony number 101 gives it what name?
Pass.
A proverb says, he who does what last does it best.
Pass.
Those who rally to successful cause are said to jump on what?
Bandwagon.
Correct. What verb meaning to smother rhymes with humiliate?
Pass.
The U.S. government gets its powers from the consent of whom?
The governed.
Pardon?
The governed.
Correct. The square and square root of what number are equal?
One.
Correct. What kind of time is measured by the apparent position of the sun in the sky?
Pass.
What book has been translated by Miles Cloverdale and John Wycliffe?
The Bible.
Correct. Name the only New York borough not on an island.
Brooklyn.
Incorrect.
Last question.
What adjective describes...
That was the last question.
That was
sorry.
That was
60 seconds is up. South Haven, the same unanswered questions coming back to you. Are you ready?
You ready?
Yeah.
The ticking rhythm of Haydn's Symphony number 101 gives it what name?
Clockwork.
Incorrect. It's the Clock Symphony. A proverb says, he who does what last does it best.
Pass.
What verb meaning to smother rhymes with humiliate?
Asphyxiate.
Correct. What kind of time is measured by the apparent position of the sun in the sky?
High noon.
Incorrect. It's solar time. Name the only New York borough not on an island.
Queens.
That's Bronx. What adjective describes an infinitely small non-zero number?
Minuscule.
Incorrect. It's infinitesimal. And a proverb says, he who does what last does it best.
Time.
It's laugh. He who laughs last laughs best.
All right. At the end of that first part of the 60-second round, Michigan Lutheran had four correct. The Rams had one correct. South Haven, which of the two categories do you choose to follow up with now?
Science.
Bill?
Okay. Name the German inventor of the most common laboratory burner.
Bunsen.
Correct. What term names a quantity which never changes in magnitude?
Constant.
Correct. What class of animals has the sharpest eyesight?
Birds.
Correct. What is a group of ants called?
Colony.
Correct. George Darwin theorized the moon was once part of what body?
Earth.
Correct. What weather front is associated with short but violent storms?
Lake effect.
Incorrect. Oh. What system of measurement is used by the scientific community and most of the world?
Metric.
Correct. What does equinox literally mean?
Midpoint.
Incorrect. What body structure is affected by scoliosis?
Back. Spine.
Correct. Which element has the highest first ionization energy? Highest first ionization energy.
Lithium.
Sorry?
Lithium.
Incorrect.
Time.
I got seven.
And Michigan Lutheran, questions coming back to you that were unanswered or incorrect.
There's only three left, so you got plenty of time here. What weather front is associated with short but violent storms?
Occluded. Occluded.
Incorrect. It's a cold front. What does equinox literally mean?
Middle or center?
Incorrect. It's equal nights. Which element has the highest first ionization and has the highest first energy ionization energy? The highest first ionization energy.
Helium?
Correct. That's it.
Okay. And that's the end 10. Of our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is the Rams 145, the Titans 105. Time now to find out what's happened at each of our participating schools. First, from Michigan Lutheran, here's Jordan.
Hello from Michigan Lutheran. We would like to thank all of our sponsors as well as Signature Toyota for hosting us and you guys for volunteering your time to come and help. We've got some big events going on. We have our annual football auction. It's this Saturday at the Stevensville Legion. It'll start, doors open at 4:30. You could purchase tickets from me. I have some in my car if I would have to go run and get them. But they're $15 from me for adults, $10 for children. If you go and you pay at the door, they'll be $17 for adults, $12 for children. So it'd be better to get them from me. I also was told I had to sell some, so that'd be great. We've got an early release on Wednesday because to start our Thanksgiving break, so we'd like to we appreciate that because, you know, school is not always fun. sometimes it is, not always. Both the girls and boys basketball have started practice. The girls' first game is home at is not home. It's at Lawrence, and the boys' first, and it's that game's on December 6th, and the boys' first game is home against Howardsville on December 10th. It'd be nice to have a full
auditorium,
full gym for those games. The Christmas concert will be featuring both band and choir this year. It'll be on December 8th. There'll be a Pops concert at 4:15 and a Sacred concert at 7. There'll be a dinner in between hosted by the junior class. Also, we'll also have some adult singers from the Michiana Chorale and who will be directed by both Shannon Eggers and Claire Natsis from one of our local churches. And thank you guys for coming out, and that's all I've got here today.
Thanks, Jordan. Good job, man. From South Haven, Jose.
What's happening on South Haven High School? First, we'd like to say congratulations to our Students of the Month for November, Nadia Kimbrough and Zachary Jackson. The Students of the Week honored in November are Gina Patel, Tanya Villegas, Jesse Ford, and Riley Ballier. South Haven junior volleyball player Ella O'Sullivan has been selected as the WSJM Sports Van Buren / Class Student Athlete of the Week. For the week, Ella had 14 kills and 17 digs in their district semifinal match with Allegan, and 13 kills and 12 digs in their district finals match against Paw Paw. She is also a member of the South Haven girl tennis team. In the classroom, she carries a 3.0 grade point average. Please join us in congratulating Ryan Williamson on his promotion to principal of South Haven High School. We know you will do amazing things for our school. Also, please join us in wishing our girls' swim team members Elise Postma, Ellie Frost, Sierra Garber, Kaya Hayes, and Emily Stinson good luck as they're headed to MHSAA District 3 State Meet at Oakland University this Friday and Saturday. Let's bring home a state championship, ladies. Upcoming events. College and career visits scheduled for November and December include Olivet College, the United States Navy, the Douglas J. Avita Institute, and the National Guard. South Haven Dramatic Arts is proud to announce Shrek the Musical as this year's musical production. This fun, hilarious, and heartwarming show has enchanted millions. Now it can do the same for you. With lots of amazing and creative roles, both large and small, this is a great opportunity for newbies, and they are warmly welcome. No experience on stage or singing is necessary. Auditions will be held December 9th and 10th in the Listiak Auditorium. Performances will be March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Students who earn GPAs of 3.2 or above at South Haven High School for the 2018 through 19 school year are being honored in our Board of Ed Awards on Tuesday, November 26th at 6 p.m. in Listiak Auditorium. This Friday, we will be hosting a Pie in the Face fundraiser to benefit our peer-to-peer program. You can purchase one pie for $1 or five pies for $4. Thank you to our Superintendent Kevin Schooley, Principal Ryan Williamson, Athletic Director Anna Versapur, as well as brave teachers Jay Crow, Sandy Vanderroost, Mark Eddy, Corey Salier, and Alan Anastasio for stepping up to be pied for such a good cause. The junior class will be hosting a canvas painting event on Sunday, November 24th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the South Haven High School. If you or you know someone that would be interested in participating, please contact kriley@shps.org. Costs will be $40 a person, and snacks will be available for purchase. Proceeds from this event will benefit prom. Ram Power is our speed and strength program, which is designed to help middle and high school students with their athleticism and confidence. Sessions in November, December take place Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 2:45 to 4 p.m. and Tuesday and Friday mornings from 6:30 to 7:15. Finally, thank you to Newstalk 94.9, WSJM Signature Dealer Group, and our hosts, Dr. Wallace and Bill Klein, for all they do to make this event possible.
Ogres are like onions.
I think Maddox really wants to be an ogre.
I want to play donkey.
Oh, everyone wants to play donkey in our school.
And by the way, that's all the time we have for tonight.
I'm just impressed.
We do have some substitutions for both teams, though. And we'll start with Michigan Lutheran on the far left. Name a, not age, but grade that you're in. And what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Okay, I'm Gavin from ML, of course. I'm a freshman, and if I were to say anything that's my favorite part about Thanksgiving, I'm going to be really basic and go with food. Family doesn't matter all that much, but that food. Man.
Yeah, without the family, there's no food.
That is true. That is true.
I'm Dory. I'm a junior, and I would say spending time with family.
My name is Evie. I'm also a junior, and my favorite part is watching the Lions win on Thanksgiving.
Oh, dreamer. For South Haven.
My name is Cody Hampton. I'm a 10th grader, and just got to be seeing my sister from college.
Oh, good.
Cool. Hey, that's nice, brother. That's
cool. Bill, take it away.
All right, you ready?
You're
for
welcome,
5 points. Iris is the name for the pigmented green disc located between the cornea and the lens in an eye. Where else might you find an iris?
Jose.
Egyptian mythology.
Well, actually, that's correct.
Yeah.
That is a correct answer.
Oh,
the ones they were
bad.
Looking for was a garden.
But that is all.
I was going to say Greek mythology, but.
Yeah, I was thinking. Wow.
Thank you, Miss Day.
For 5 points. Where else might you find? Oh, never mind.
What garden?
You already read that one.
Weird. They've got it twice here. Oh, okay. Never mind. For 10 points, which group in an experiment on the effects of a new drug would receive only a placebo?
Maddox.
The controlled group.
That is correct. For 10 points, a math question. For 5 points, what is the next highest cube after 8? The next highest cube after 8.
Jose.
27.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what is the area of dirt called between the grass and the fence in an outfield of a baseball park?
Jordan.
Warning track.
That is correct for 5 points. Another math question for 10 points. Jack was assigned the task of making all the license plates for a very small country. He has the use of all of the capital letters in only 2 positions on each plate. What is the maximum number of license plates that he could make?
Anyone? Time.
No guesses? 676. For 10 points, A Streetcar Named Desire is a play by Tennessee Williams about the decline and tragic end of Blanche DuBois. a Southern belle who, as she puts it, has always depended on what?
Jordan.
The railway industry?
Incorrect.
Jose.
Herself.
Incorrect. The kindness of others. Exactly. For 10 points. Which of Adam and Eve's sons named in the Bible was neither a murderer nor a murder victim?
Jordan.
Seth.
That is correct for 10 points. A multiple choice question for 5 points. Which of these issues is not addressed by the New Deal legislation? Agricultural price supports, labor unions, Social Security, or restrictions on immigration?
Jose.
Unions.
Incorrect.
Jordan.
Immigration restrictions.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, name the U.S. city which appropriately lies at the junction of the Kansas and Missouri rivers.
Jordan.
Kansas City.
And the state?
Missouri.
Very good. That's the correct answer. For 10 points, an important innovation in the 1840s completely revolutionized the field of painting by allowing a painter to leave his studio and go outdoors. This development was putting the oil paint in what?
Jordan.
Artist easel?
Incorrect.
Jose.
Water.
That was watercolor. Not tubes. I misunderstood the question.
That does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner, and thanks to our sponsors. The winners by a score of 165 to 135 are the Rams from South Haven.
All right. Good job, Ryan.
Congratulations. Thanks to all of you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our broadcast is brought to you from the Community Room at Signature Dealer Group on Napier Avenue. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Visit homeoftheshamrocks.org for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Lake Michigan College, welcome to the lake, and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM in 2 weeks at the same time as St. Joe and Decatur go head-to-head on Academic Challenge. Next week, we're off. Happy Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and let's give thanks to living in a wonderful country where we have such fine young folks as you.